preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City.
Welcome to the show, folks.
By my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show. You're live. I'm live. The show is live. This is the Trump phenomenon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're invited to call in and participate tonight, as you always are. Just taking a little attention there to my screen. You'll show up on that screen as a caller, should you elect to call in, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We only have an hour together tonight, as we do every weekday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we get a little bit more time on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday afternoons. And thank you very much for joining us in all those days. The only day we get off is Saturday. Some stuff to consider that you might want to talk about tonight. There is a really great article, an analysis by a Harvard professor of what media made a difference in 2016. Who can stick a feather in their cap for electing Donald Trump, for example? And what media worked the hardest to elect Hillary Clinton? And let me go to that study. I will go to it in just a moment. Very, very interesting. I'll cut right to the chase and tell you that the media site that took the honors in this study by somebody who's, I'm sure, not a right winger, absolutely sure of that. His name is Yochai Benkler. And he's, well, it's a big study. He had a lot of money was spent on it, and the prize goes to Breitbart.com. But it doesn't just go to Breitbart.com as being at the top of the list. It's way at the top of the list. And so we'll talk about that. And there are other interesting observations. One of the other observations that Benkler makes is that the internet that we talk about as a miracle here on this show, something that could very rapidly multiply a message. And Benkler studied that question, and he said, well, is the success on the right, is the Breitbart success, was that also duplicated on the left? If somebody could break out and come from nowhere and rush to the lead, as Breitbart did, is there a corresponding breakout and rush on the left? And he found out, no, that the phenomenon is asymmetrical. That on the right, all kinds of brand new websites flourished in 2016. On the left, no such thing. On the left, the main coverage in the media was legacy media, stuck in the mud, stick in the mud media, carried the bulk of the information. That's where people went, on the left. They didn't go to innovative new sites. They didn't create new sites. They didn't have new sites that were wildly successful. The wild success, and this is great news for us folks, is that there's an asymmetrical quality to the internet and to the World Wide Web that favors us. It's working for us. It's not doing much of anything for the left. So we'll go to that story in a bit. In fact, let me just see if we can just kind of go to it right now. One of the articles I have is at the Columbia Journalism Review. They say, Breitbart-led right-wing media ecosystem altered the broader media agenda. The 2016 presidential election shook the foundations of American politics. Media reports immediately looked for external disruption to explain the unanticipated victory, with theories ranging from Russian hacking to fake news. We have a less exotic, but perhaps more disconcerting explanation. Our own study of over 1.25 million stories published online between April 1st, 2015 and Election Day shows that a right-wing media network anchored around Breitbart developed as a distinct and insulated media system using social media as a backbone to transmit a hyper-partisan perspective to the world. This pro-Trump media sphere appears to have not only successfully set the agenda for the conservative media sphere, but also strongly influenced the broader media agenda, in particular, coverage of Hillary Clinton. Let's see, I'll skip down here a little bit more. Now, of course, you can count on it. The Columbia Journalism Review is hostile to us and to the right in general. It says, attacks on the integrity and professionalism of opposing media, that is left-wing media, were also a central theme of right-wing media. Rather than, quote, fake news, unquote, in the sense of wholly fabricated falsities, many of the most shared stories can more accurately be understood as disinformation. So you have to unpack what they say here, because this is very heavily left-wing larded prose. The prevalence, well, let's see here. We began to study this ecosystem, they're calling us an ecosystem, by looking at the landscape of what sites people share. If a person shares a link from Breitbart, is he or she more likely also to share a link from Fox News or from the New York Times? We analyzed hyperlinking patterns, social media sharing patterns, and topic and language patterns in the content of the 1.25 million stories published by 25,000 sources over the course of the election. And there you go. And they developed a chart. Let me go to the chart now. A chart of this media cloud. And let me look at it and describe it to you. I'll mention some of the... Let me see if I can find that link to that image of the media cloud. Here it is. I don't know if my description. Well, let's see. On the right, here's what they found. People that had a lot of influence. Breitbart is bigger than, I would say, the next 10 websites combined. And among those websites on the right were Fox News. And they rate Fox News as being not even a tenth as influential as Breitbart. Not even a tenth. Whoa. Daily Caller rated about the same as Fox News, a tenth of Breitbart. I'm just using my eye to estimate the area of the circles, the circle graph or chart that they use. The New York Post, townhall.com, not even a 30th or a 50th as influential as Breitbart. The Daily Mail, about the same as townhall.com. Gateway Pundit, well, is in third position. Truth, here's one I don't even use. I'm going to have to look at it from now on. Truthfeed.com. Truthfeed, F-E-E-D.com. I wasn't even aware of that website. Then another one, endingthefed.com. But all those websites I just read to you put together don't equal the influence of Breitbart. And, of course, that's Steve Bannon's website. Now, here's another. This is interesting. I'm just letting my own surprise speak out here as I study the chart. Another of the small circles is InfoWars. The InfoWars website, not, well, it's one of the, you know, top 20, but it's only InfoWars in its influence, according to this study, only a quarter of the influence of Fox News. And Fox News, only a tenth of the influence of Breitbart. So InfoWars would be less than a 40th of Breitbart. Then some other websites, the politicalinsider.com, about twice the influence of InfoWars. Lifezet.com, I think that's the website where Laura Ingraham hangs out. Lifezet.com, about half the influence of InfoWars. The New York Post, less than Fox News. Let's see, another one. RedStateWatcher.com. The Sean Hannity Show, much smaller, you know, a 50th of Breitbart, a 100th maybe. Judicial Watch, also smaller. ConservativeTribune.com, one I'd never heard of. Drudge Report. Here's a surprising one. Drudge Report. Really? I'm shocked here. I would have expected the Drudge Report would have shown as big or bigger than Breitbart. No, way wrong, Kelso. Drudge Report isn't even one, I don't know, it's a tiny dot compared to Breitbart. 1/100th of the influence. And I'll dig out others in here. It's a little bit tricky to see this small print on this huge chart. The Washington Examiner, we've used that website. It's about the influence level of the Drudge Report. Zero Hedge, some of you have heard of that website. Free Republic, very tiny. They used to be very influential, now very tiny. Jihad Watch, very, you know, of some influence, but tiny compared to these others. Washington Times, there's one I missed. Washington Times, about as influential as InfoWars. And, you know, I'll look for more. Then on the other side, in a different color, influential on the left, and notice how many of those websites are new, they're recent, they're growing very fast. None of them were around 20 years ago, or, you know, none of the institutions, of course, the web is pretty new too. But I mean, these things didn't spring out of existing media channels. Now let's go to the left. Who are the big influences on the left? The big kahuna is the New York Times. The Washington Post, CNN, and Huffington Post. Those are the big four. With the New York Times being the biggest, CNN the second biggest, then the Washington Post, and then the Huffington Post. So the but notice those are nothing new there. The Huffington Post being the closest to being anything that's somewhat new historically. And I won't even get to the smaller sites, but like Mother Jones, Slate, Vox, I don't follow that one, Snopes, and The Atlantic, Politico, the LA Times. Boy, the LA Times has shrunk in influence, very small. And the Chicago Tribune, sad to say, now listed on the left after it changed ownership. I think I just saw Paul Fromm arrive. I'm here. I hear him situating himself. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I was just, first of all, welcome.
Oh, thanks. And, sorry I'm a bit late tonight.
Thank you for making it. I'll tell you what I was just doing with the audience. There is a really interesting story put out. There's a study done by a guy named Yochai Benkler. He's a Harvard professor, and it's published at the Columbia Journalism Review. And it's a very, very complex and expensive and big study of what media made a difference. What media did people read and listen to in the 2016 election?
Uh-huh.
From the start, from 2015 all the way to Election Day. What were people reading on the left and on the right? Who exerted influence? And the result is pretty stunning. And I'll just summarize it for you. I just summarized it for the audience. On the right, the big cheese was Breitbart. Breitbart was so dominant on the right that you could take the next 10 websites in influence, combine them together, and it's not as big as Breitbart. And those 10 were endingthefed.com, truthfeed.com, Gateway Pundit, Fox News, Daily Caller, The New York Post, thepoliticalinsider.com, InfoWars, lifezet.com, that's Laura Ingraham, The Daily Mail, and a few others. But none of all those together did not equal the impact of Breitbart. So it seems that my sort of, I don't know what you call, my fascination with Breitbart over the last 2 years was actually founded in a reality that was happening, that Breitbart really was electing Donald Trump. Then on the left, let's shift off of the right for a bit and shift to the left. On the left, the big influences in order were the New York Times, followed by CNN, then the Washington Post and Huffington Post. Those were the big four. And this study, which is made by people who are very hostile to us, Paul, this is a study by left-wingers who are trying to figure out the title of Hillary's book is What Happened? and
I don't know. You lost?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, of course, I don't know if you've seen it, but Donald Trump has a great tweet. He retweets somebody who did a Photoshop job on the title of Hillary's, the cover of her book, and he used all the font and the characters to, he puts up the What Happened there. That's the title of her book. And right after this break, I'll tell you what Donald Trump made out of that. Right after. Stay tuned. Still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy,
Brother Miller, will you play some?
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks.
I went through life. My ways were fast.
Thanks for tuning us in. We're starting with our opening topic here tonight, which is a study published by the Columbia Journalism Review of the new of the election that just elected the man who can save our bacon, Donald Trump. And it found, let me go back to the chart here and examine it with you. Let me see if I can't find the things moved here a little bit when I did that. Where's the chart? Here it is, I think. Here it is. This guy found doing this, he's a professor at Harvard. He found that on the left, the top four websites, the Times, the Post, CNN and Huffington Post, none of them were new or innovative, and with the exception of Huffington Post, they were old media. And they were, so he found, he was trying to figure out, is the innovative, flexible, fast-paced nature of the internet, which played out so well for the right in the flourishing of Breitbart, which is the fastest growing website anywhere, is there a corresponding equivalence on the left? And he said, no, it's asymmetric. The left is making no particular gains on the web. The gains are happening on the right. So very good news there. And then also very interesting that our emphasis on this show on Breitbart as the go-to website for news is a well-placed observation. So anyway, thought that would be interesting, Paul, and threw it out there to the audience. And I'll get that chart back up in a bit here. I think we've got a caller. Let me just see here. Yes, we do. And then I'm going to shift over to another story. Hang on, caller, just a moment. Another story I want to cover is that the Senate passed, and Donald Trump today said he would sign a bill condemning white supremacism and other terms in that bill. So I'm going to just sort of read the news and then we'll sort of sift it out to see what we can ascertain from that. And this event, this unanimous Senate resolution, also passed by the House of Representatives. I don't know what the House vote was as I sit here. Maybe one of you callers does. This is described by Press Secretary Sarah Sanders today as the direct outcome of Charlottesville. And in the Senate resolution, they mentioned Charlottesville. So this is a creature of Charlottesville. This resolution condemning by the president, the Senate, and the House white nationalism, white supremacism, and a number of various terms that are used, is a direct consequence of Charlottesville. Wouldn't have happened without Charlottesville. And I put that down in the cost of Charlottesville column in my own sort of bookkeeping. Let me go to our caller before we get to that story. Bruce in Texas. Thanks for calling, Bruce.
Hey, good evening, guys. Good to see that your partner there can make it.
Well, you know, on any given evening of the three horsemen, we've got a team. But go ahead, Bruce. Thank you.
Right, like I said before, I've listened to you all since the days of Voice of Reason, so it's good to have you all on the night.
Oh my, here. My gosh, Paul! Remember those days of yesteryear at Voice of Reason?
Absolutely.
And that, you know, folks, but, for those of you who'd never heard that, that's a sad story. The one guy, kind of like RBN, there's usually one genius that creates most good things, like the light bulb, and with a team of people, his wingmen. But in the same way that John Stadtmiller created Republic Broadcasting Network, there was one guy named Mike who created Voice of Reason. I'll give you his sad story right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the show, folks. That's Gretchen Wilson, that beautiful voice there, a Missouri gal, grew up in a trailer park.
Illinois, I think.
Maybe just across the river in Illinois. But I think you're right. I think you're right, Paul. But Gretchen Wilson, boy, is she great there with Merle Haggard. Well, speaking of political incorrectness, I will submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are correct ways to be politically incorrect and incorrect ways to be politically incorrect. There's an interesting conundrum for you, and I'll illustrate it with the news topic I'm going to cover here in just a moment. Let's see here. We've got Bruce Holding in Texas and Murr in Wisconsin, and I'll get to both of you, but I want to just open this topic. This is a pretty big deal. The correct way, well, today, let me find the news story here for you. I've got the congressional website open here that has that, and let me find the news story. Congress passes a bill urging Trump. Well, here it goes. This is how Fortune magazine covered it. Congress has had enough with acts of white supremacy and hate. The House and Senate have passed a joint resolution calling on President Trump to denounce acts of racist extremism more forcefully and do more to combat such acts. The resolution passed by unanimous consent in the Senate Monday evening and by unanimous consent in the House Tuesday night, this is yesterday, will now be sent to Trump for his signature. And just to give you an update there, Trump has said absolutely he will sign it. Let me go to the language here. I'll go to the actual bill. I'll read you the actual bill at the congressional website. Senate Joint Resolution 49, a joint resolution condemning the violence and domestic terrorist attack that took place during events between August 11th and August 12th, 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, recognizing the first responders who lost their lives while monitoring the events. That was two policemen, offering deepest condolences to the families and friends of those individuals who were killed and deepest sympathies and support to those individuals who were injured by the violence, expressing support for the Charlottesville community, rejecting white nationalists, white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and other hate groups, and urging the president and the president's cabinet to use all available resources to address the threats posed by those groups. So, folks, that's strong stuff. And that, just to show you how that sailed through, that was traveled from the Senate, moved over to the House yesterday at 5:06 p.m., was transmitted or was received at the House desk, was passed in the House an hour and 49 minutes later.
What a sorry collection of prostitutes. It's pathetic. Does anybody even read what the words mean? I mean, white nationalists, white supremacists is a huge difference. It really is pathetic. I hope Trump won't sign it. I really do.
He's already said, absolutely, I'll sign it.
He has no choice.
If he were to sign this, if he were to refuse to sign this, it would be his administration would be fried. His legislative program would be stopped in its tracks for at least.
Now, nothing's happening.
No, it's not. It's not. He's gotten an awful lot done. And so for him to take on the entire, let me tell you, this would be like he'd be running into an absolute onslaught that would not end maybe for years. But he has no choice. He has no choice but to sign this. He can't be the only guy, the only guy. This is unanimous in the Senate, unanimous in the House. He would be thumbing his nose. This is strongly worded and instantly passed by both bodies. He would be throwing the gauntlet down to every single member of the U.S. government. There's no, you know, Superman can't do that. But here's my point about the correct way to be politically incorrect and the incorrect way. There is no way that this show, for instance, which I regard as a correct way to be very politically incorrect, would ever cause such a resolution to be passed. No matter how big this show got, if we had an audience of 3 million, like Sean Hannity, the biggest name and the biggest show on cable TV right now, this show, its content, the things we say, very strongly stated, would not generate such a resolution. An event like Charlottesville, which I said would be a catastrophe before it happened, I said it while it was happening and immediately after. An event like that can and just did generate this catastrophic for our movement, catastrophic resolution. I'll give you another example of how bad this Charlottesville effect was. We're just starting to find out how bad it's going to be. Wait till James Fields goes on national television, wall to wall, every station, every network for months on end while he's tried. This is going to be an unbelievable media frenzy. But I'll give you one more example just to show you how catastrophic this kind of tactic that was used at Charlottesville is. The day after Charlottesville, on August 13th, the leaders of the Mormon Church sent out a directive to all 14 million members of the Mormon Church to have nothing to do with white nationalism. Now, let me tell you how serious that is. When I was in the John Birch Society, most of my chapter, I wasn't a Mormon, but the best people we had in the Kansas City, Missouri area were Mormons. the Mormon participation in Patriot activities is hugely disproportionate to their 14 million numbers. So this, and then this happened within 24 hours of the Charlottesville events. And the, you know, and just to kind of, you know, put it, encapsulate it, why did I say Charlottesville is going to be a catastrophe? There were a couple of reasons. Number one, the it didn't connect with America at all. With red-blooded, patriotic America, the Trump America that elected Donald Trump, the Charlottesville rally did not represent that. I won't get into too much detail, but I know the speakers on the speakers list, they are not, a number of them openly, proudly proclaim themselves to be not Nazis. They're proud of this. They love Adolf Hitler, and they're proud to say that. Now, what they found out at Charlottesville is, leaving James Fields aside, even if Fields, forget about Fields for the moment, hard to do, but what they found out is America hates Nazis. That's a fact that they've been ignoring for decades, pretending it didn't exist, living off in some sort of a backwater where they could engage in a sort of fantasy life. America, 99% of America hates Nazis. And if you say I'm a Nazi and you have a flag that's a Nazi flag, Matt Heimbach's flag, I just figured this one out. His party flag, the Workers' Traditionalist Party, is a takeoff from the Third Reich Workers' Union, which used the same symbol as their symbol. And I know Matt Heimbach. He's not shy about saying I'm a Nazi. And the America hates Nazis. Matt Heimbach found that out at Pikesville when he took his program to Pikesville, Kentucky. He thought, well, these are working class people here, hardworking coal miners. They voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. They're going to love my message of National Socialism. No, they don't. They didn't love it. The whole town came out screaming, get out of our town. And so this has been a wake-up call for those people who think that America's ready for National Socialism. Charlottesville told them in a big way. Pikesville told them in a smaller way. But it's going to happen over and over again. If Matt wants to take his operation to another town, he's going to get the same result. The people, the 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump are going to say, get out of our town. And that's what this resolution from the Senate and the House, that's what they did. So the and what is Kelso advocating? Well, I've been advocating it for a long time in our movement. Lindbergh, Edison, Washington, Madison, Grant, red-blooded American patriotism. That's what Donald Trump used in his campaign, proving it would have. I said it would work. Donald Trump proved it does work. His message, America First, lifted in its entirety from Charles Lindbergh, the star of the America First Committee in 1940 and 1941. So the point being, the correct way to be politically incorrect is to just simply be a red-blooded American patriot who espousing what your grandparents and great-grandparents believed. All of them believed back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, the sort of pro-white message that Trump won with is the message that your grandparents and great-grandparents believed in. The Third Reich message? No, that's not what your ancestors believed in.
But that wasn't what was condemned today, white nationalism.
Yes,
a white nationalist. I assume you are. We are condemned, and that's sad. I mean, if the members of the House and the Senate, and I don't mean the Democrats, but the some thinking Republicans, actually say that, then what does that make them?
Okay, I don't know if I'm coming up with the right metaphor here, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Yes, Paul, we got lumped in there. And thank you very much, Richard Spencer. Thanks, Matt Heimbach. Thanks, Mike Enoch. Thanks, Chris, who's that other guy who's went to jail. Thank you, gentlemen, for doing this to us. Yes, the entire movement, including people who have nothing to do, aren't in any way remotely neo-Nazis, who, in my case...
I'm Anderson Cooper. Hurricane Irma struck Florida this week.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, I've never had 1 second of attraction, affection, liking, or admiration for Adolf Hitler in my entire life. Oh, but yes, those red-blooded white nationalist patriots, they are thrown out. Yes, this resolution includes them all, and this was generated. My point being, if you do something stupidly enough, you will cause a lot of damage, and a lot of damage was caused by Charlottesville. And folks, we ain't seen the end of it yet. These disgusting people, the Antifas. There's so many. God, the damage. Okay, we'll go to the callers in just a moment. The Antifas, who have been despised. America has despised these people, their disgusting antics at all sorts of events all over the country. They were turned into martyrs, you know, heroes by Charlottesville. And the, this is like, but that's small change compared to the main event, a huge part of which rolled out today with this resolution from the Senate and the House. Boy, who knows where this is going to go. But let's go to callers here for a moment, see if we can extract some wisdom from our callers. We've got Bruce in Texas, Murr in Wisconsin, and Roxanne in Texas. Let us start with Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I think that was well said as far as the correct way to be politically incorrect. And the American first, you know, if you're a true nationalist, you believe in all nations should have a right to their sovereignty and a right to rule themselves the way they see fit. And, you know, I have my personal opinions on what happened between the West and the Third Reich there between 1933 and 1945. But I don't push that on people as my primary allegiance or my primary political motivation. And so I think there's a good, factual way to deal with that. But I think there was a lot of
people were thrust
into the limelight at Charlottesville. It seems to me like it was set up, and there may be some
idiots among
them.
Well, Bruce, a number of people with whom I've talked about this, they said, "Well, this was a setup. This is plants." No, these aren't plants. I know these guys. They're sincere. Mm-hmm. They're sincere in their love of Adolf Hitler. And they think
they may have been used. You think that may
no.
be?
Well, of course they're being used. And Steve Bannon pointed this out in his epic 60 Minutes interview with Charlie Rose. Steve Bannon said, you guys are making these guys prominent. He said, these guys at Charlottesville are nobodies. But you, Charlie Rose, and you, the left wing media, you're turning them into media superstars because you love them. Because that's been your formula for 50 years.
They fit the formula. Yeah.
For 50 years, the winning formula at the SPLC and the ADL has been equate anything pro-white with Hitler. If you can make that equation, you kill it. If you can equate it with Hitler, and why? Why does that work? And this is the important thing, Bruce. You know, in politics, you have to deal with the lay of the land, with the people as they are. And and I think they're right myself, but does America hate Hitler? You bet. You bet. More than any person who's ever lived. The most hated man in history, and especially, in England, in France, in Germany, Hitler is despised. And the Third Reich
that's
is
pretty much due to indoctrination, but you can't reverse that in the course of
Bruce,
a year or two. So
no,
I got your point
Bruce,
on that.
Yeah, but let me disagree. I pardon me for interrupting you. No, it's not the result of indoctrination.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Bruce, let me tell you.
You're going to let me go now because I disagree with you.
Okay, all right, Bruce. But I'll speak to you, you know, just, you know, you can hear me on the radio there, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, listen, you're going up that dead-end alley right there with that America does not hate Hitler because they were brainwashed.
Well, Henry Ford dealt with Hitler and dealt with his engineer, Ferdinand Porsche.
Ford had plants in Germany. He had plants in Stalin's Russia. Okay, he had plants all over the world. He was making half the cars being manufactured.
For them is all I'm getting at, and I think the whole history is, you can't really unwind it. It's been so twisted up. But if you're going to hate Hitler like everybody else does because that's the thing to do or that's what you've been indoctrinated into, do, go ahead. Because I can't change your mind any more than
Bruce,
you know, change your spots.
The millions on September 1st of 1939, Europe was at peace from coast to coast, from Norway to Spain, from Greece to Ireland. Europe was at peace.
Except in Poland, where there was a lot of conflict going on.
Yes, on September 1st, something really bad started. We'll be right back after this.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We're back and continue the story here. It's a darn important one. We won't begin to have enough time. It'll have to be covered a lot. And the events surrounding this will be engulfing us for months to come, maybe years. But the Bruce, I'll contrast two events. You know, a smart way to be politically incorrect and a really stupid way. Jared Taylor held an event called American Renaissance west of Nashville a month before Charlottesville. I went to it. I urged people, I urged the audience to go to it. It was wonderful, a tremendous event. And Jared, never a whiff of, you know, I love Hitler. Never a whiff of that. Jared doesn't. Another of the featured speakers, Peter Brimelow, who gave a wonderful update, a report card on Donald Trump. Wonderful by Peter Brimelow. Also, his website, vdare.com, a wonderful website. No, it's simply red-blooded patriotism, English and American patriotism for Peter Brimelow and his brother John. This works. This is America loves this. We had a great time. The police were our friends. It was a terrific event. Antifa was there in force, 100 of them or so. Had no effect. Brushed it off like water off a duck's back. I contrast that with an event a month later with Charlottesville, in which, I'll give you an example from Richard Spencer's previous outing at the NPI event in Washington, D.C. In the matter of 30 minutes, he said, "We're children of the sun." This is a straight phrase right out of the Third Reich. "We are children of the sun." Then he said, we've got to stop the Lügenpresse. Oh, again, Third Reich phrase, you know, the controlled press, the fake news. Okay. But he calls it Lügenpresse. The Third Reich references were just coming one after another from Mr. Spencer. Then he said, this is the biggest unexplainable line. There's no way Richard can explain this away. He said to the crowd, "Let's party like it's 1933. Okay. Well, folks, that has only one conceivable meaning. Let's party like Donald Trump just got made chancellor. Let's party like Adolf Hitler partied in 1933 when Hindenburg made him chancellor. And then he followed that with Hail Trump. Okay, that's Heil Hitler. Then he followed it with Hail Victory. That's a straight translation of Sieg Heil. Victory is Sieg in German, and Heil is Hail. Hail Victory. And a whole bunch of people followed Spencer with that, became their touchstone word, that people started saying Hail Victory, Hail Victory. That is simply a translation of Sieg Heil. Come on, how dumb can you get? Then he's got the people with the Roman salutes out of the audience, which include people he invited to the event, like Tila Tequila, who isn't even white, in the crowd, going Sieg Heil in the crowd, and other catastrophic elements I won't even go into. But that's all in the space of 30 minutes. And then he follows that with the Charlottesville event, where the speakers, Mike Enoch, straight Nazi, Matt Heimbach, straight. I mean, it's the whole speakers list. So, oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Ah, gee, it's too much for a 1-hour show. We'll come back to it tomorrow night. And thank you for joining. The three callers that got hung up here, I apologize. Bruce, Roxanne, and Murr. See you all tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.